Good evening, everyone. This is your girl, Teresa Reese. I'm sitting here waiting for my teenager, and it dawned on me that this is Mother's Day Eve. And for a lot of people, they have spent this day in heavy grief because their mother, their heart, is deceased. And I just wanted to take a moment to let you know that you are in my thoughts. You are in my prayers. You are heavy on my heart today. And I just hope that you are being comforted by someone during this time of deep sorrow. And I know that it's easier said than done anytime that you experience a loss. I know that it's easy for people to say, oh, it'll get easier with time. But the reality of it is that for a lot of people, it doesn't get easier with time. Sometimes what happens is that it actually becomes harder with time. So if you are one of those people where you just can't stop crying, my heart goes out to you today. And I just really, truly want you to be encouraged. I would also encourage you to, even if it's just spending time to reminisce, even if it's just spending time thinking about all the memories and all the good things, I would encourage you to ponder and think on those things, the things that are of good report, the things that are of virtue, the great memories that you shared with your mother, the things that brought you joy, the things that made you laugh. A lot of wise things that she may have said. Those are the things that I would encourage you to think about today. Any type of photos that you could look at that would cause you to smile. Those are the things that I would encourage you to do today. But either way it goes, I really, really do hope that you find some type of serenity in knowing that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Please have a blessed and wonderful day. Be encouraged. Take care of yourself because there's only one you. Signing out, your girl, Teresa Reese.